So our topic today in Rav Chalap is Chiyuv Rechishat HaBikiyut, the responsibility we have to accomplish a breadth of knowledge, Bikiyut, covering ground. We begin in yeshiva and we learn how to learn, what we call Iyun. So initially in yeshiva we gain the tools of gaining depth, and that's critical. Because otherwise you cover ground and you don't really understand what you've covered. So a person can really read and not pay attention to the details. A person can read and then they'll cover a lot of ground, but they really won't know what they've learned. And then covering ground was with very little value. So first thing is you have to learn how to learn. And you have to develop the sharpness in learning, noticing things in learning, paying attention to the details, understanding what was the question, what was the answer, why does the answer answer that question, was every aspect of that question answered, are there residual elements of the question which are still here, did the answer refute the question, or did it just give an answer to the question? There are many aspects we analyze as we learn, but once we've reached a certain level of knowledge, of knowing how to learn, so then we have to cover ground. And the covering ground involves covering ground and reviewing what we've covered. It involves repetition. It involves quickly going through things, because part of what our soul needs is to encompass things. Our soul does not want to be limited to one aspect of halacha. I learned the laws of brachos. Good for me. But my soul wants to know the laws of brachos and the laws of shiluach haken, sending off the bird from its, when I'm taking the babies. My soul also wants to know the laws of giving charity. And my soul wants to know the laws of orla and shvius and shmita, and the laws of monetary matters, and the laws of taking vows, and the laws of Shabbat, and the laws of Purim, and the laws of Tzar Baalei Chaim. There are so many laws in Torah, so many mitzvot in Torah, the laws of what shaver I'm allowed to use and not allowed to use. And our soul yearns for that breadth of knowledge. And a person has to know that our soul not only wants to learn Torah, our soul wants to encompass Torah. So initially, a person feels complacent. A person feels like what I'm covering now is okay. But really, a person has to inspire himself to feel like I have so much more to cover. A person has to, so to speak, arouse the appetite to know the different subjects of Torah. Do you know how to write a Sefer Torah? Do you know how to do a circumcision? Do you know the laws of a ger going into mikveh? Do you know the laws of blowing shofar? Can you blow a shofar? There are so many mitzvot that we could learn the details of, and it's all Torah. And a person has to arouse within themselves the appetite to know all of Torah. When a person has the appetites, then he learns and he covers ground and he learns more. And then a person feels like he is being productive himself within the Torah. And he realizes that his Torah is good for everyone else. But initially, a person feels like, I'm learning what I'm learning. I'm a good guy. I'm learning every day. When in fact, a person should arouse that hunger. When we start covering ground, you take a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Don't start with the laws of the morning. Skip that. Go to things you don't know anything about. Start learning the laws of charity, you guys asked me last night. The laws of tzedakah. Learn the laws of burial. You know, we have a whole simanim about the laws of how to bury the dead. We have laws of how to set up a graveyard. There's so much in halacha. There's so much breadth, and it's interesting. The laws of inheritance. You might say it's not relevant to me today, but why shouldn't you cover it? breath arouses within us the recognition that there's a lot of Torah I want to learn. Our complacency. Sometimes a person can sit down and say, excuse me, I'm learning, I'm doing a great job, good for me, and I'm happy with what I'm learning. That stems from the lack of breath. When you suddenly touch on all the beautiful subjects there are in Torah, when you learn that there are midrashim, only about the parshiot, you know, we're about to enter the period where we will read Parshat Zachor, Parshat Parah. We have the special Torah readings leading up to Pesach, right? Parshat HaChodesh, Parshat Shkalim, Shabbat HaGadol finally, which doesn't have a special reading, but we have those unique Shabbatot. You know, there's a Medrash fashioned around that alone. There's a whole Medrash about those Parshiot. Fascinating, ancient Medrash. So if you don't know it exists, you don't feel you're missing anything by the fact that you didn't learn it. But when you discover it exists and you start reading it, so you realize, wow, there's a whole area of Torah I didn't know. Until this week, I didn't know there were two opinions in the Medrash about whether Yisro was a tzaddik or a rasha. Right? I always grew up with the Medrash that Yisro ran away. He didn't want to have anything to do with hurting the Jews, and that's why he ran away to Midian, and he did tshuva, and he was in the past of going Midian, but he had discovered monotheism on his own. I had one picture of Yisro. And then Yisro, I suddenly discovered a totally different Medrash. Yisro was evil. Yisro joined forces with Pharaoh. Yisro joined forces with Amalek. Those of you who are on the WhatsApp message, you just heard it yesterday, right? It's a whole new perspective on Yisro, which I never had before. Suddenly you understand why Moshe doesn't want to go greet him. Maybe that's why Moshe doesn't get married till such a late age. He's at 80 years old. Why is he only getting married now? He ran away from Midian at 15. Why does he have two little children at 80 years old? Maybe he didn't want to marry Yisro's daughter. Maybe Yisro was such a person, such an evil person, that the Medrash says Hashem had to tell Moshe, go, he's sincere, his tshuva's for real. Go greet your father-in-law. Well, when you see the other Midrashim, you suddenly get a totally different picture about why Moshe needed that encouragement to go greet his father-in-law. But I didn't even know this perspective on Yisro existed until this week. So, says Rav Chalap, breath of learning arouses within us the desire to learn, the understanding that there's so much that our soul could yearn, can be enriched from. Once we leave our limited scope, that's why I've encouraged people sometimes to learn Sefer Mitzvot Katzar. Chafetz Chaim wrote a book on the mitzvos, where you have one paragraph on each mitzvah. Suddenly you discover there are mitzvahs out there. What the Chafetz Chaim did was he distilled the mitzvos to those that are relevant to us today. So today we have more mitzvot than he wrote about. He was writing in Chutz Laaretz. I don't think he covers the laws of Trumot and Masrot, etc. He has a section on the back. Okay, I didn't remember that. But just touching on that, if you go through that in 2 weeks, I used to have a class where we did 15 mitzvot in 5 minutes, quickly running through the mitzvot that exist in Torah. And we did all 613 in the course of a few months. If you guys want, we could restart that. Just so we should know what's out there. You guys want to do that? Yeah. Remind me. So we'll start, you guys will keep adding stuff here. Okay. Remind me. We'll do that in Mirtz Hashem. A quick version, just to see what mitzvot exist. So Rav Chalap says, when we leave that limited scope, what's called tzimtzum, when we leave that by covering ground, so then you start understanding what's out there, and then your soul says, hey, I want to cover it all. I want to know everything. You should each know how to be a scribe. Why shouldn't you learn safras? Why shouldn't you know the laws of how to make a kosher mikvah? Maybe you one day you'll want to be the one in charge of the mikveh in the town you live in. It's so complicated. I have good friends who are in charge of the Chevra Kadisha. They're in charge of taking care of the bodies after people die. Why shouldn't you know all those laws? Again, each one will take a few months to conquer. But it's all Torah. We need to know all this. Why not? And then a person at least feels like, if I didn't cover that yet, I'm missing something. You know, I have a shechita knife at home. I'm dying to learn Shechita. I just need the time. I just need the time. But every time I look up at that Shechita knife, I'm reminded I still didn't cover that. So that's a good thing. I keep asking myself, okay, how am I going to rework my schedule to fit in doing Shechita? I started learning and I paused it. And I just need to find the time to get back into it. Okay, but I feel like I'm missing it now that I have the shechita knife. I have the knife, I have the stone, I don't have the time. But it keeps reminding me there's an area of Torah I still, there are many, but that area of Torah I'm reminded that I have to still find the time and cover. So Rav Chalap says that's what we want to get to. We have to reach the point where we're yearning to cover it, and by covering ground, then we inspire ourselves, we arouse ourselves to learn more. And then we feel, I'd be a much happier person if I covered A or B or C. And that's what we want to be. That's where we want to be in our learning. And then a person also comes to the realization, you know, I need more time to learn Torah. When we don't realize there's what to cover, so then we feel like I'm learning, I'm doing my thing, I'm good. Maybe I could take a course in skydiving. Maybe I should take a course in botany. We feel like we have time to do all kinds of things that are really not so important. But when you start covering ground in Torah, you realize there's so much out there I want to learn. There's so much out there I could learn. And then you say, I need to set up more time to learn. I need to set time to review. And that's when a person grows. And instead of being the way we ordinarily are, where we're focused on one thing that we're learning, suddenly our learning blossoms in many ways when we cover ground. And a person feels like he has joy in his learning when he covers ground. And he finds himself more focused when he's covering ground. And the learning is more pleasurable. So a person has to know that even understanding one topic in depth can be done more correctly and accurately and quickly when you're covering ground and you have that pleasure in your learning. And a person will find that his garden of Torah is a garden that's blossoming, and he will have much joy with that garden that he is developing. So Rav Chalap says, yes, we need to develop our skills, hone those skills to perfection, and learn how to learn. We also need to have a part of our day where we use those skills and we cover the ground, because through breath, we get enjoyment, we get an appreciation of how much there is to learn, we get inspired to learn, we get inspired to dedicate more time to learn, and that's a major component of our learning itself.